today the topic is arthritis. We're following up on that conversation on joints and tendons. So go ahead and give a brief description of what arthritis is.
Arthritis is a general term that means inflammation of the joint. And by inflammation, what that means is that the joint is usually hot, it might be red, and it definitely would feel swollen and painful. There's lots of different reasons a person might have arthritis, and they can be divided into, well, three or four different categories. One is the most common, wear and tear arthritis. That's called osteoarthritis. What that means is at the end of your joints, there's a little cartilage. If you think about looking at a chicken bone and that shiny stuff at the end of a chicken bone, that's the cartilage in the chicken bone, and we've got the same stuff. As we age, that cartilage stops being quite so smooth and gets thinner and rougher and makes it harder for the joints to move. Basically, with the osteoarthritis, you're going to get it if you live long enough, because everybody's cartilage ages. Some people's age is quicker than others, and there are a couple of things that are good to do. The major one would be keep moving. Move all your joints. Walk every day. Move your hands around every day. Move your arms and shoulders and your knees and your hips every day. A second kind of arthritis is autoimmune arthritis. What that means is your body forgets you're supposed to have cartilage at the end of your joints and it attacks it, in a manner of speaking. This kind of arthritis goes under several different names. Rheumatoid arthritis is the one most people are acquainted with. It's important to be evaluated by a doctor for your arthritis, particularly if your joints are stiff for a long time. So how long's a long time? If it takes 30 minutes in the morning for you to get your hands to start working or your knees to start working or whatever joint, you probably ought to go see your doctor and talk about that stiffness, because stiffness is one of the characteristics of autoimmune disorder. Prolonged stiffness in the morning is one of them. There are other autoimmune diseases that can also cause arthritis. An unfortunate one is there is an arthritis that can go along with psoriasis. There's also an arthritis that can go along with a person having ulcerative colitis. Both of those are diseases in which the body is doing something over time, and it can also affect the joints. The good news in those cases, and actually in rheumatoid arthritis as well, is that there are very effective treatments for all of those kinds of arthritises. But you need to be diagnosed, and you need to go see your doctor about that. A third kind of arthritis is an infectious arthritis. One of the unusual side effects of having chlamydia, for instance, or gonorrhea, can be a sudden, painful, swollen joint. Usually it's only one joint, and with osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, they usually affect more than one joint. But if you have a sudden, painful, swollen joint, and you have a fever, you definitely need to go in and see your doctor. The last general category of arthritis is post-traumatic arthritis. So that means you had a broken bone sometime in your past. For instance, my sister had a broken leg and now has post-traumatic arthritis in her knee because over the course of time, the way that she walked, because she'd had that broken leg, wore out the knee more than it would have naturally.
Right, so you have all of these different types of arthritis. Are there general things that people with arthritis should do, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or traumatic arthritis or any of the other categories? You know, are there any things that people should do generally to help themselves with pain or inflammation?
Yes, indeed. For instance, with regards to osteoarthritis of the hands or rheumatoid arthritis of the hands, moving the joints gently helps. Moving them when they are warm helps. So, sorry folks, you need to wash the dishes. Something as simple as that can be helpful to get your joints moving in the morning. When it comes to exercise, I am absolutely a proponent of exercise. However, I am also a proponent of common sense. Go ahead and move, but If you have arthritis of any kind, large jarring movements like jogging or running tend to make you hurt more, whereas more gentle movements like walking tend to help keep your joints fluid and mobile. Now, if you do have arthritis of the knee, an interesting study showed that continuing to walk actually helps. And when they did a study of people who had proven arthritis of the knee, I think it was osteoarthritis, and they put one group on regular exercise and the other group was allowed to do whatever they pleased, the group with the regular exercise habit had decreased pain after 12 weeks. I know it's tempting when a joint hurts to really rest it, and it's appropriate after an injury to rest a joint, but it's also appropriate to get that joint moving again when the initial injury goes away.
Got it. Really interesting. What are some of the causes of arthritis? Is it purely hereditary, or are there allergies that can trigger arthritis? What are some of the distinctions there?
Ooh, that's a great question. Some arthritises are passed down through families. Rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune arthritises can definitely be linked in families. So it's important to talk to your family members and ask them if they have arthritis, if they know exactly what kind of arthritis. Like I said, for the osteoarthritis, you live long enough, you're likely to get that one. I'm not sure that I can answer the question about allergies causing arthritis, but I do know that some people are sensitive to gluten and find that when they remove gluten from their diet, their joints don't hurt as much. I'm not sure that's a classic allergy, but it certainly is a sensitivity, and it's reasonable to pay attention to your joints.
If you're living with arthritis, we talked a little bit about the general things that you can do.
With regards to osteoarthritis, there is a supplement that can help some people. It's called glucosamine, and the idea behind it is that it is a protein that is shaped like a little spring, and you can take it by mouth, or you should take it by mouth, and you need to take about 1,500 milligrams a day. And over the course of 3 to 4 months, that spring-like protein gets incorporated into the cartilage that you've got, and that makes that cartilage just a little bit more tolerant of shock and can make things move better. Curiously, they figured that out somehow by feeding it to horses, racehorses, and limping racehorses ceased to limp after they had been fed glucosamine. It's always interesting to me how medicine, we become aware of it.
Absolutely. That's really fascinating. Arthritis is something you generally associate with people who are maybe a little bit older, but can anyone get arthritis even if you're young?
Yes, you can. And one of the rather unfortunate diseases is juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. This is a disease that may or may not have a familial component, so you may or may not get it from heredity, and it is separate and distinct from the rheumatoid arthritis that older folks get. Sometimes the pain is severe, but the person can actually essentially grow out of it. Other arthritises that can show up in kids, children can get that infectious arthritis that I mentioned, not necessarily from gonorrhea or chlamydia, but from some other illness. Even viruses can cause an arthritis associated with that viral illness.
Are there things for people who are older? Are there certain exercises that are specifically helpful for those people when they're dealing with arthritis?
Actually, there are. It has been shown that Tai Chi is a very good exercise because the movements are smooth and gentle, but put the joints through the full range of motion. Now, I don't know that there's anybody teaching Tai Chi in Dillingham or in the Villages these days, but I personally bought a CD about Tai Chi, and that would be a way to get some information about Tai Chi and to do the exercises yourself. You could also probably go online and find Tai Chi instruction, the same way that I've gotten some yoga instruction just from watching online videos of that.
Those were the questions that I had about arthritis. Thanks so much for joining us this week, Kathy.
It is my pleasure. Have a great week.